translation. This particular time is most inauspicious because at this time, the horrible looking ghosts and constant companions of the Lord of the ghosts are visible. Purport. Kashyapa has already told his wife Diti to wait for a while, and now he warns her that failure to consider the particular time will result in punishment from the ghosts and evil spirits who move during this time, along with their master, Lord Rudra. Om Jnanatimirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahiyam Dadati Swaparantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavancha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitansha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Tina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanusute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Galpataru Bhyasya Ripa Sindhu Bhyayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare Nama Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namane Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharane Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Desha Tarane Hare Krishna. Thank you much. A very warm welcome to you all to this morning's Srimad Bhagavatam class. In the fourth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, there is mention of some wonderful austerities performed by Dhruva Maharaj, as a result of which Krishna appeared in front of him as Prishni Garbha. And this episode has been very wonderfully recorded in the ninth chapter of the fourth canto. So, tam vivakshan tamatad vidam harer gyatvasya sarvasya cha hridyavasthitah kritanjalim brahma mayena kambuna pasparshabalam kripaya kapole sa tam vivakshan tamatad vidam harer. When Lord Hari had appeared in front of this boy Dhruva, he had a desire to glorify him. But because he was atatvidam, he was insufficiently experienced, he was in an awkward position. Understanding what this boy Dhruva was going through, Lord Prishni Garbha, he blessed him by touching his forehead with his conch. And as a result, Dhruva composed some amazing prayers. Somehow today, my position is also very similar. I am also sitting here with a desire to glorify Srimad Bhagavatam, which is non-different from Krishna. And I am also atatvidam. I am also insufficiently experienced in this regard. And hence, my situation is also a bit awkward. But the good thing is, there are so many seniors here in the audience who can bless me. So please bless me that I may be able to speak something relevant for your divine pleasure and for my own purification. So this section of Srimad Bhagavatam is very interesting. It's a very tough topic, the urge for sex pleasure. And it's important to discuss this because this sex pleasure is sometimes overrated even within the devotee community, and sometimes it is underrated too, right? So therefore we are discussing this in a public forum. We are discussing this in a public space so that we don't make a mistake in our private space. It's important to discuss this publicly so that we don't mess up the things privately. And we'll not just be talking about the urge for sex pleasure, we'll be talking about urges in general. So an urge is an impulse or a strong desire to execute a particular activity. It means persuasion of the mind. It means that there's a provoking situation and there's a feeling to give in to that provocation, right? And Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita that those who don't know how to deal with these urges are unfit candidates for spiritual life. Bhogeshwarya prasaktanam taya aparita chetasam vyavasayatmika buddhi samadhau na vidhiyate. Those people who do not know how to deal with them, they do not have the resolute determination to practice Krishna consciousness. And now the question comes, how do we deal with them? So Srila Prabhupada very wonderfully explains that three things need to be kept in mind. First one is sanctioned. We need to see what is permitted. Second is sanctified. And third is regulated. So, for example, food. What type of food has been sanctioned? Vegetarian food. For human beings, vegetarian food has been permitted in Shastra. Now, can vegetarian food be taken directly? No. It has to be sanctified by the process of bhoga offering. Before we offer food to the Lord, it's ordinary food. But after the completion of that process, it is transformed into blessed food or prasadam. Now, can prasadam be taken in any quantity? No. It's better if we regulate it. We should take only as much as is absolutely required to keep the body and the soul together. Right? So sanctioned, sanctified and regulated. Similarly, for sex life, what is sanctioned? It is sanctioned, the Shastras say that we should have relationship with one partner, right? One partner has been permitted. That being said, some people ask a question that, then why did Draupadi have five husbands? Why did Draupadi marry five times? So no, Draupadi did not marry five times. Draupadi married only once. Draupadi's marriage was absolutely normal, the way it should have happened. She had given her heart only to Arjuna. The remaining four husbands were given to her. And she accepted that as a matter of duty. So Draupadi was not at fault. So one partner has been sanctioned. And that relationship with one partner should be sanctified by the process of marriage ceremony, vivaha sanskar, marriage. That is important. And then within marriage also, that number of times we unite, that should be regulated. That has to be restricted. To what degree? The union should happen only for the sake of procreation and not for the sake of recreation. So yes, this is how we can deal with these urges. And someone might think that these urges bother only the new candidates in spiritual life, only those who are picking up spirituality, only they are bothered by them. But no, even advanced personalities, they might have similar desires. For example, Yamunacharya, he was a very elevated Sri Vaishnava saint. He says that sometimes when I get a desire to unite with someone from the opposite gender, what happens? My mouth becomes distasteful and I spit at that thought. He says that yad avadhi mavche ta krishna padaravinde नवनवरस धामनी उद्यतम रंतुमासीत तद अवधि वतनारी संगमे स्मर्यमाने भवती मुख्य विकारः सुष्ठु निष्ठीवनम च. He said that because I have experienced the bliss of Krishna consciousness, because I have experienced the taste of chanting Hare Krishna, what has happened? The taste of sex pleasure has become insignificant for me. But an interesting thing to note here is, if Yamunacharya is making this statement, that goes to show that sometimes the botheration is there, sometimes the persuasion of the mind is there, sometimes the desire is there. So it's not that only neophytes are bothered by such urges. Like some BM monk challenge boys are here, they might be thinking, because we are new, we have to get up at 4 a.m. and by the time it's 6 a.m. or 7 a.m., I get an urge to go to bed. I get an urge to go to sleep. This is happening because I have been around only for last 2 days. No. It's not happening because you have been around for only 2 days. Those who have been around for last 2 decades, they might also be bothered in a similar way. They also might get an urge to go to sleep during the morning program. But it says that they have learned how to deal with that urge. They have learned the art of saying no to that urge. So, yes. And dealing with these urges is so important. Tolerating these urges is so very important that the 6 Goswamis of Vrindavan, Shri Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, Jeev Goswami, they composed many, many literatures. They wrote many books. Nana Shastra Vichara Naika Nipuno Sadharma Sansapako Lokaram Hitukarino Tribhuvane Vanyausharanyakaro Nana Shastra Vichara Naika Nipuno. These 6 Goswamis had written Nana Shastra, many, many books. They had composed many, many literatures. And why? What was the reason? What was the karan? Loka naam hita karino. The karan, the reason was loka naam hita, for the welfare of humanity, for the benefit of humankind. Out of all of those books, out of all the books composed by the 6 Goswamis, Srila Prabhupada gave us only 2. Which ones? Nectar of Devotion and Nectar of Instruction. Sri Upadeshamrita and Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Both of them are by Rupa Goswami. And one of these 2 begin with the instruction of tolerating the urges. The very first instruction by Srila Rupa Goswami to us is Vacho Vegam, Manasa Krodha Vegam, Jiva Vegam, Udar Upastha Vegam. Who is Rupa Goswami? Rupa Goswami is a very elevated personality in the spiritual world. Very elevated. Tambul arpana pada mardana payo dana abhisaradi bhir Vrindaranya Maheshwarim priya. Like that, you know, there are some heavy esoteric verses about his identity in the spiritual world. There are some new people in the audience, otherwise I would have discussed them, you know. So, a personality like Srila Rupa Goswami, he is telling us that if you want to begin practice of spirituality, the very first thing you need to do is tolerate these urges. And there are 6 urges which have been mentioned by him. For example, the first one. Let's talk about the first one. Vacho Vegam. The urge of speech. The urge to speak. So there might be some situations wherein people are telling us off without any reason. There might be a situation wherein somebody is provoking us. There might be a situation wherein somebody is messing around. So one approach might be to give a befitting reply, right? We might give an appropriate reply to calm the other person down. But in other situations, one course of action can be to remain silent, to not do anything. That can also be a good approach. Sometimes it may so happen that by our silence, we may end up pleasing Krishna. Sometimes it is possible that our silence can even conquer Krishna. Which personality in the pages of Srimad Bhagavatam was told by Krishna that you have conquered me by your silence? Which devotee? Rukmini. Chapter 60, Canto 10. Bhratur virupakaranam yudhinirjitasya prodvaha parvani chatad vadamaksha goshtyam dukham samuttham asaho smadayoga bhitya naiva braviha kimapitena vayam jitaste. Krishna is saying, oh Rukmini, there were two situations, there were two circumstances which were dukham samuttham asaho. Asaho means unbearable, dukham means painful. There were two situations which brought about unbearable grief for you. The first one was when your brother Rukmi, Rukmi was the brother of Rukmini. The first one was when your brother Rukmi was defeated in the battle. And at the end of that defeat, he was humiliated. He was disfigured. His hair were chopped off from here and there. And to see him humiliated in that way was no fun for you. That was one. And the second one was when at the time of marriage of Aniruddha, Rukmi was playing a game of chess with Balaram. And Rukmi was trying to cheat. He was trying to make fun of Lord Balaram. Lord Balaram became furious and killed him at that very spot. So again, it was extremely painful for you. But, O Rukmini, because of ayoga bhitya, because of fear of separation from me, you maintained silence. You did not utter a word. And O Rukmini, guess what? By that silence, you have conquered me. So this is the power of silence, you know. Therefore it is said that before you learn to speak well, first learn well when not to speak. Because by silence, somebody might even conquer God. This is the power of tolerating the provoking situations. This is the power of tolerating the persuasions of the mind. And this power can be possessed only by those who are divine. Chapter 16 talks about, or Bhagavad Gita talks about this, divine and demoniac natures. So those who are divine, only they have these powers. Those who are demoniac, because they are very fond of sense gratification, they cannot do this. Demoniac, the term demoniac in Sanskrit is called asura. Asura is composed of two subterms, asu and ra. Asu means instant and ra refers to ramana, which means pleasure. So those who are demoniac, they are very fond of instant pleasure. They want instant sense gratification. In this day and age, we have products like this. Instant Maggi, instant noodles, 2-minute Maggi, 2-minute noodles. All of this is not so nice, you know. All of this shows that we don't have patience. This shows that we cannot wait. This shows that we are very fond of sense gratification. In today's verse also, here, Diti is in a romantic mood and she wants sex then and there. She is being told, this is not the right time, please wait. Kashyapa is trying to persuade her, but no. Because she did not wait, two demons were born. You know? So yes, what we should try to do is curb down the demoniac tendencies within us and try to cultivate the divine habits. And this is possible. This is possible. That's why Krishna spoke the 16th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. This is possible by a process called training and education. So the process of transforming a demoniac person into a divine personality is called training and education in spiritual life. And this training is very important. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita that this training should happen as early as possible. This training should happen in the beginning. Tasmatvam indriyanyadau niyamya bharatarshabha papmanam prajahihyenam jnana vijnana nashanam. Tasmatvam indriyani adau. Adau means in the beginning. It means ASAP, as soon as possible. So yes, the sooner, the better. On this was Bhagavad Gita 3.41. Few days back, Her Grace Prabhupada Priya Mataji gave an extraordinary class. It was a flawless class. And so much so that when Mataji was leaving on 27th December, I was telling her, Mataji, two complaints from you. One is that every time you come to the manor, you come for such a short duration. Please come for a longer period of time. And second is, this time you gave just one morning class. That's unfair. Next time when you come, please give many more morning classes, you know, because such caliber is very rare, extremely rare. To give you an idea of the kind of preaching skill that Mataji possesses, it was Srila Prabhupada's disappearance day, and we were on SSP in Watford on the high street. And two boys of a different religion, they walk up to me, and their first statement was, we are not interested in buying a book, but still, we have some questions. Can you answer? I said, okay, go ahead. And they started asking questions in a very arrogant way. I tried answering for some 20 seconds, and then I said, sorry, brothers, my time is precious. I'm not here for all this. Ta-ta, bye-bye, see you. So they left. Then after a few minutes, I saw two of them walking again towards us. And this time they were stopped by Prabhupada Priya Mataji. And Mataji was going for it. And I was thinking, Mataji, you are wasting your time. They said this in the first place, that they are not interested in the book. But still, conversation was going on and I was observing. Ladies and gentlemen, after a few minutes, I saw these two boys walk away with a blue color book in their hands. It was Science of Self-Realization. And I was like, how? How, why, when, what? What did you do, Mataji? How did this happen? They said that they are not interested in the book. And he said, they were very open to me. They were asking some questions and I just answered. So I said, Mataji, that's why, there's a reason why you're called Prabhupada Priya Mataji, you know. There are three people in my list whom I wish to defeat someday in this life in terms of book distribution, and one of them is Mataji. You know? So good. So anyways, back to the topic. Tasmatvam indriyani adau. Adau means in the beginning. So yes, Mataji was quoting this verse. Kaumaram acharitragyo dharman bhagavataniha. Bhagavatam says, Prahlad Maharaj is saying, Kaumaram, this training should begin at the age of 5, right? The sooner, the better. So, yes. By the way, please don't get me wrong. When I say this, that doesn't mean that this training should be at the cost of academic studies, you know. Both are equally important. Professional training and spiritual training. So, both should go hand in hand. Academic studies and spiritual training. So, that's one. And second, what we can also do is, one of my seniors, whenever he meets university students, he tells them that if they are interested into spiritual life, if they are practicing Krishna consciousness, he tells them that before you go to your class, the college classes, they begin at 8 a.m., 9 a.m., something like that. So he tells them that before you go there, try to have some kind of a warning program at your place. Try to chant some good number of rounds of Hare Krishna in the morning, 8 rounds, 10 rounds, 12 rounds, 16 rounds, something like that, and try to read or hear Srimad Bhagavatam. Why? Because if we do this now, we'll develop a taste for it, and eventually when we graduate and go into the professional world, or even if we get married, what will happen? We will keep coming to the temple for the morning program. We'll not just be a guest for the temple, will be a host, right? If we don't do this now, later on, you'll be so engrossed in family life that you will come to the temple only for festivals, and that too as a spectator. Right? Nothing wrong with being a spectator. It's good to be a spectator. It's good to be a guest. But better to be a host. Right? So yes. And when he says this, the students ask a question that, Prabhuji, how do we do morning program during exam times? During exam times, it's tough to chant Hare Krishna in the morning, right? In the morning, we need to study. So he gives a very practical reply. He says, how many days in a year do you have exams? 1 month? How many days in a year do you need for preparation of that 1 month of exams? 2 months? Forget about those 3 months. Forget about that 1 plus 2 months. Do it nicely for the remaining 9 months. That is more than sufficient. And because of such training, you know, the community where he's serving, that has come up with very wonderful grihasthas, very wonderful congregation members. So yes, this can also be done. And third is, best if we can actually take out some time and stay in the ashram, in the Brahmachari ashram or in the Brahmacharini ashram. Why? Because when we live in the community of devotees, then we learn so many things. We learn how to be driven by purpose and not to be driven by feelings. You know, so many times I don't feel like sitting in the Bhagavatam class. To be very honest, I don't feel like coming here and sitting. But we have to be driven by duty. We have to be driven by purpose and not by feelings. So this is one thing that we learn. We learn how to become tolerant. We learn how to become patient. We learn how to become forgiving. We learn how to become thick-skinned. We learn how to become gentle. You know, we learn how to live with others. To live with others is a skill. It's a big skill. If somebody can tolerate 6 more people in their room, right now, we among boys, you are 6 or 7 in one room, right? So before marriage, somebody can tolerate 6 more people, then after marriage, that guy can easily tolerate 1 more person in the room, right? So this is done purposefully, you know. It is not that we were short of space at Bhaktivedanta Manor. No, this is done purposefully. So, yes. And therefore it is said that for a successful marriage, it is not necessary that 2 devotees come together and tie a knot. Sometimes people think like this, that the boy is spiritually inclined, the girl is spiritually inclined, bring them together, get them married, and they will live happily ever after. Haribol, Talia! No, this is not true. For a successful marriage, it is not necessary that 2 devotees come together and tie a knot. For a successful marriage, what is more important is 2 trained devotees come together and tie a knot. Because if they will be trained, they will understand that sometimes life is about compromise. They'll understand that life is about commitment. Life is about service. Marriage is not just romance. Marriage is responsibility. They'll understand that. It is said that a good couple is not that in which husband and wife look at each other. A good couple is that in which husband and wife look in the same direction. A good couple is not that in which husband and wife scratch each other's back. A good couple is that in which husband and wife have each other's back for the service of Krishna. So, yes. So, therefore, we should try to spend some time, whatever is possible, 3 months, 6 months, 1 year, 2 years. And the only qualification required to stay in the ashram is to be thoroughly honest. We should be completely honest. When I was signing my resignation to join the ashram, I made a phone call to one of my seniors. I told Prabhuji, I'm about to do this. Very soon I'll be living in the ashram. Any instructions? So he asked, are you sure you want to do this? I said, yes, Prabhuji. So he said, okay. as long as you are there in the ashram. Do whatever you want to do. Do whatever you want to do. But just one request. Please don't be a pretender. Don't be a mithyachari. What's the mithyachari verse from Bhagavad Gita? Karmendriyani sayam ya ya aste manasasmaran indriyarthan vimudhatma mithyacharah sa uchyate. A pretender is that guy who externally refrains from sense gratification but internally meditates upon the objects of senses. A mithyachari is that person who externally accepts the robes of a renunciant but internally is making plans for sense enjoyment. So yes, when we come here, we should be thoroughly honest. It means we should be loyal. Loyalty is required in any ashram, right? In family life, husband and wife should be loyal to each other. Here in the ashram, we should be loyal to the deities. Means our only chemistry should be with Radha Gokulananda, and we should not have any secret chemistries, you know. So why? Because if this happens, then people will lose faith in the saintly personalities. If such behavior is there, people will lose faith in the sadhus. We observed this in the recent winter marathon. Myself and Sanket Prabhu, we were a team. So when we used to get bored, when not many people were interested in Bhagavad Gita's, we sometimes used to become Indian fruit sellers. We used to shout, Hare Krishna, Bhagavad Gita, leke jaiye, leke jaiye, leke jaiye. Giving it to everyone, nothing dangerous. You may pay £5 or you may pay £10. Whatever you want to pay, just pay. Negligible price. Take a Bhagavad Gita home. So, because of this, some people used to come. And some of those, for a single copy of Bhagavad Gita, paid a big donation. They paid a big amount. Why? Because they have faith in the sadhus. I am not even a sadhu. I am just in the dress of a sadhu. I am trying to be a sadhu. I told them that I am a new monk. I recently joined. Still they gave. Because they have faith that this money will be utilized at the right place. So if we come here for making chemistry. By the way, nothing wrong with having chemistry, you know. We all are born because our parents had chemistry. So nothing wrong with having a partner. My point is that some people, their psychophysical nature is such that they can perform nicely in a team. Some people, they are designed in such a way that they can perform nicely with a partner. And some people, their psychophysical nature is such that they can perform nicely solo. They can perform nicely when they are by themselves. So for them, monk life is there. So which one is better? Monk life or family life? Which one is more glorious? The question itself is incorrect. Both are glorious. Both are fertile grounds for practicing spirituality. It just depends on the inclination of the individual. So yes, we should try to maintain this strictness. And when we do this, there will be people. There will always be people who will criticize us. There will be people who will say, what is this nonsense? This monk life, it's not practical in 21st century. You people are fanatic. Like I remember when I was in my last day at my office, I was preparing my mindset for ashram life. So one of my colleagues, he said, hey Ananta, I have observed that all of a sudden you have stopped talking to the ladies in the office. Why so? I said, no, that's incorrect. I do speak to them. Whenever there's a need, whenever there's a requirement, I still speak to them. Of course, I have reduced it because there's a reason, there's a purpose, there's a solid spiritual reason behind that. He said, yes, I want to know that reason. What's the reason? So I said, my dear friend, just because you are asking, I'm telling you. Because you have asked, I'm telling you, my reason is agitation. My humble, honest reason is agitation. He said, what? Ananta, you get agitated simply by speaking to a lady? I said, no, hold on. When did I say that? When did I say that I get agitated? I do not get agitated. I am concerned about that lady. She will get agitated if a good-looking guy is standing in front of her. We are monks of 21st century. We do not get agitated. We give agitation to others. Sorry, Mataji, just joking, you know. Please forgive me. I know it was a pathetic joke. But yeah, this is what we need to do. When somebody is messing around, somebody is calling us a fanatic, no need to take it seriously. Just make a joke out of the situation and just move on, you know. There will always be people who will never understand the purpose of renounced life. There will always be people who will criticize us. There will always be people who will misunderstand us. So we have to understand that sometimes we will be misunderstood. I was in Delhi last year, September, October, and I went in saffron robes for the first time, you know. So one lady from our neighborhood, she made a mockery. Shri Shri Radha Gokulanand ki, Shri Shri Krishna, Shri Shri Sita Ram Lakshman Hanuman ki, Shri Shri Govindaya ki. So this lady from our neighborhood, she made a mockery out of my saffron robes, you know. She insulted publicly. And I could have given a befitting reply easily, because in such circumstances, it's very natural to feel bad, right? It's natural to feel bad. But the principle is, even though we may not be able to control how we feel, we can always control how we act. We can always control our behavior, so we should be very mindful about it. The world may be chaotic, but we don't have to be, right? So yes, we should understand that there will always be people who will be envious of us. There will always be people who will be uncultured. There will always be people who will be uncivilized. There will always be people who will hate us. So if some such haters are there, what we need to do is be carefree. What we need to do is be indifferent. Haters are gonna hate. Roti is gonna rotate. Potato is gonna potate. Who cares? Who cares? Why do we need to care? If such people are messing around, just be relaxed. Just be chilled out. Just take a chill pill, you know. So no need to mess around back in return. So yes, so this is about training. And those of you who are parents here, they should encourage their offsprings, they should encourage their kids to join and take up this training. Why? Because this is what Dhruva's mother did. Suniti, she encouraged Dhruva. Tameva vatsa shayabhritya vatsalam mumukshubhir mnigya padabja paddatim ananya bhave nija dharma bhavite manasya vasthapya bhajasva purusham. She said, oh Dhruva, with ananya bhav, with single pointed attention, what you should do? You should worship Krishna. And because she had given the right guidance, she went back to Godhead. Her life became perfect, right? So yes. That was mostly it from me. I can speak more, but yeah. Before we go to question answers, I was thinking of singing this song because it's the disappearance day of Srila Jayadev Goswami. So this song is composed by him. So we'll just quickly sing this and then we can have some comments. Can we go to the translation first? We'll read that. Glories, glories to Lord Hari, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who rests on the breast of the Goddess of Fortune, who is adorned with jeweled earrings and wears a garland of forest flowers. The Lord's face shines like the sun globe. He destroys the cycle of birth and death and rests in the lakes of the swan-like saintly persons. Glory is glory to Lord Sri Hari, personality of Godhead. O Supreme Personality of Godhead, who destroyed the poisonous serpent Kaliya, you are the beloved of all living entities and the sun in the galaxy of the Yadu dynasty. Glory is glory to Lord Sri Hari. O Supreme Personality of Godhead, destroyer of the demons Madhu, Mura and Narakasura, you are seated on Garuda and you are the source of joy for the demigods. All glories, glories to Hari. O Supreme Personality of Godhead, your eyes are like spotless lotus petals. You destroy the cycle of birth and death. You are the treasure mine of the three worlds. All glories, glories to Lord Hari. O Supreme Personality of Godhead, in the incarnation of Lord Ramachandra, as a gem of the daughter of Janaka, Sita Devi, you were victorious over the demon Dushana, and you defeated the ten-headed demon Ravana in battle. All glories, glories to Lord Hari. O Supreme Personality of Godhead, whose complexion is like a fresh monsoon cloud, who lifted Govardhan Hill, and Srimati Radharani is like a chakora bird who is nourished by drinking the light of your moon-like face. Glories, glories to Lord Hari. O Supreme Personality of Godhead, we offer our humble obeisances at your lotus feet. Please bestow auspiciousness to those who offer obeisances to you. Glories, glories to Lord Sri Hari. And this is the last stanza. The poem of Sri Jayadev brings transcendental happiness to all. This is an ever effulgent and auspicious song, Mangala Geetam. All glories to Lord Sri Hari, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Shrita Kamala Kucha Mandalaye. Shrita Kamala Kucha Mandalaye. Drita Kundalaye. Drita Kundala Kalita Lalita Vanamala. Jaya Jaya Deva Hare. Jaya Jaya Deva Hare. Dina Mani Mandala Mandanaye. Dina Mani Mandala Mandanaye. Bhavakhandanaye. Bhavakhandana Munijana Manas Hansa. Jaya Jaya Deva Hare. Jaya Jaya Deva Hare. Kaliya Vishadhara Ganjanaye. Kaliya Vishadhara Ganjanaye. Janaranjanaye. Janaranjana Yadukula Nalina Dinesha. Jaya Jaya Deva Hare. Jaya Jaya Deva Hare. Madhumura Naraka Vinashanaye. Madhumura Naraka Vinashanaye. Garudasanaye. Garudasana Surakula Keli Nidana. Jaya Jaya Deva Hare. Jaya Jaya Deva Hare. Amala Kamala Dala Lochanaye. Amala Kamala Dala Lochanaye. Bhava Mochanaye. Bhava Mochana. Tribhuvana Bhuvana Nidana. Jaya Jaya Deva Hare. Jaya Jaya Deva Hare. Janaka Suta Krita Bhushanaye. Janaka Suta Krita Bhushanaye. Jita Dushanaye. Jita Dushana Samara Shamita Dashakantha. Jaya Jaya Deva Hare. Jaya Jaya Deva Hare. Abhinava Jaladhara Sundaraye. Abhinava Jaladhara Sundaraye. Dhrita Mandaraye. Dhrita Mandara Shri Mukha Chanda Chakora. Jaya Jaya Deva Hare. Jaya Jaya Deva Hare. Tava charanam pranatavayame. Tava charanam pranatavayame. Iti bhavayae. Iti bhavaya guru kushalam pranateshu. Jaya Jaya Deva Hare. Jaya Jaya Deva Hare. Shri Jaya Deva Kaveri Dhame. Sri Jaya Deva Kaveri Dame. Kuru Te Mudame. Kuru Te Muda Mangala Mujvala Gita. Jaya Jaya Deva Hare. Jaya Jaya Deva Hare. Shrita Kamala Kucha Mandalae. Shrita Kamala Kucha Mandalae. Jai Shri Jaidev Goswami Ki. Yes, thank you so much. That was mostly it from me. Any comments or questions? Or feedbacks or criticism? Yes. Can you pass the mic, please?
Hello. Hare Krishna. Thank you. I was wondering, because you said when you moved into the ashram, your senior said, don't be a pretender. But surely you... Well, first of all, how do you not be a pretender? But also, is it not like a necessary step to be a pretender when you are in that sort of more neophyte stage? Because that's sort of part of the purificatory process.
Yeah, so as I mentioned, not being pretender means giving our 100% in the service of Krishna. When we are here, we should make sure that our mind is also here. Our mind is not making any different plans. So if there's any, what do we say, desire for getting married, we should cut down that desire. And if you're not able to do so, we should honestly get married, you know. So that's what is called not having pretense. So we should not do this. Pretense means our mind is, we are here, body is at one place, mind is at another place. So that's how we define the mindset of behavior of a pretender. So yeah, we should try to avoid that. So even if we are here for a short period of time, we should give our everything. That's what I would say. Anyone, anything else? All right. Granthrashyam Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Gaur Premanande.